Brian, I was excited to hear that announcement that you made on, from our community calendar that Sister Miriam Hyland going to be at the Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater.
That's amazing. Yeah, before I even knew who she was, I had a chance to meet her. A couple of the priests here in our diocese were friends with her, and she was in town for something, and this is when I first started in Catholic radio. So I really didn't know the weight of that actual encounter until much later on. But she is amazing. I mean, she played collegiate volleyball, and she has an incredible conversion story. So that is going to be an amazing event. We encourage ladies to go check that out on Saturday. What an opportunity.
Absolutely. And especially maybe if you are entering into the OCIA program, ladies, to really help you understand the fervor and passion somebody can have for their faith. A young person, too, please be a part of that. Now, if you go to materdeiradio.com under the Get Involved menu, you're going to find a whole list of events that are going to be available to you starting today, going all the way through the weekend. One of those big events coming up on Sunday. You've been listening to those nuns. Brian, I don't think there is a single time when you hear Our Lady of Peace Retreat promo for their barbecue that we don't just smile with joy
from ear to ear. You had me at barbecue. I can't wait.
And then it's mouth-watering too.
Mouth-watering good food. Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be a great time. Now, you've emceed this how many times in a row?
I think this will be my third time being out there. They are so gracious. I don't think that they can find anybody else willing to say yes, so they keep inviting me back, and I cannot turn down those mouth-watering pulled pork sandwiches and chicken. It's wonderful. What is great about events like this is that it's one of those times that the entire Catholic community comes together, not just from one parish or even from one area. I see all kinds of people from north of the river, from the Archdiocese of Seattle, technically, that are coming down for that special event. So please, support the sisters. This is not a big fundraiser, but more of one of their hospitality type of events. But there are some ways that you can help support them. And if you don't have the ability to stay out, it's not going to be particularly hot come this weekend, but it'll be warm still. And you can drive through and pick that up. They have set that whole thing up so perfectly. Well, every week, Mater Dei Radio, through our digital media platforms and online emails, we send a great email to you highlighting some of the great things that maybe you missed at Mater Dei Radio. The Little Pilgrim interview that Sarah did last week, that was fantastic. Now, being the digital media expert that she is, not only does she meet people and know a lot of people and create this great content, she also gets it all set up for us on our digital media platform. Do you like to listen to podcasts, Brian?
Yeah, I do. I try to when I have a little bit of free time. I thought it was interesting. We actually had Teresa McGurk on our show in Boise on Wednesday morning, so I got a chance to kind of be introduced to her. Had no idea that she actually lived in the Portland area until Sarah talked to her the very next day. And Sarah's interview went a completely different direction than ours did with Teresa, but it was just such great information that parents, you know, going on a pilgrimage, don't take that as some daunting task that you can't include your children. And that's, you know, the whole point of the Little Pilgrim is that you can take your kids on these incredible places right here in our own country. Maybe some of them, like the Grotto, in our own backyard, that you can take your kids and let them experience the Catholic faith as a pilgrim, just like mom and dad.
It was a wonderful opportunity for Sarah, and she's joining us today. Sarah, how did you find out, you know, about her and this little pilgrimage that she was encouraging us to go on?
So actually, Teresa and I, we started following each other on Instagram several years ago, and I just really loved her content, all her different videos of visiting holy sites. And I didn't realize, though, until she, I think, shared something from Mount Angel Abbey that she was local. And then we actually realized we had like some shared history in that area. And also like at the time she lived 5 minutes from me. And it was a really, it was really providential that we connected over Instagram. And then we were able to meet up and actually talk about what she does. And I'm just, yeah, I'm really excited that it worked out that she also spoke with Brian with you guys. But it's been really fun to see kind of what she does the last few years and see it grow and really talk about how, yeah, how do you take your kids and also for us too, you know, for anyone can go on these pilgrimages. And so I really encourage people to listen. It's a really great way to think about our local church, about making that sacrifice to go on a pilgrimage. And sometimes, you know, she said it can be as simple as go to a neighboring church and you know, spend some time in prayer there and discover what they have there. And then, you know, of course, we talked about places like the Grotto. We talked about religious orders, how a lot of times those places, like Our Lady of Peace is a good example. It might not be a place you think of as going on pilgrimage, but even that in our local area is a really great chance to, again, just make a little sacrifice, take some time out of your day and plan to go visit those. And it really can give you a new perspective on your faith. So I'm really excited for people to find out more about what Teresa does, all of the resources she offers, especially those little books that she gives that you can take to any cathedral or basilica. And so I think that's really cool if you're on a trip or you just want to take your kids maybe to our cathedral here in Portland or the Proto Cathedral in Vancouver. It doesn't matter which one you go to. You take that book and it gives your kids different activities and ways to engage and learn about it. And, you know, why do we call it a cathedral and all those different things? So really excited about that interview.
Well, Sarah, one of the little pilgrimages that people can do is to visit Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. And this is a great one because during these hot summer months, we like to escape to the Oregon coast. Who is our Parish of the Week?
That's right. So this week we are featuring St. Mary, Star of the Sea Catholic Church in Astoria, along with their mission of St. Francis de Sales in Hammond. And yeah, like you said, it's a great time if you're out driving around and going to the coast to check out some of these wonderful parishes. And I have a personal tie to this parish as well. That's where my grandma's family was from. And so my great aunt and uncle lived up there for many years, and I went and visited, and I remember especially the St. Francis mission in Hammond. So yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful community. That Star of the Sea Church in Astoria is really kind of a fixture, and it's just a classic one of those white churches with a steeple and blue trim, and it's kind of a fixture in Astoria. So if you might have seen it, you know, if you've been up there, but they just celebrated their 150th anniversary last year, and so they have just a really great history. I believe it was servicemen from a nearby base that kind of helped get the parish started and fund it. But they've got a lot of great activities going on. I know they have a big rummage sale coming up this weekend. So if you maybe are driving for vacation and maybe want to stop and check out their rummage sale, I believe it's organized by the Catholic Daughters. They have a lot that group does, including scholarships. The Knights of Columbus does a lot for that as well. And so just a really wonderful parish. A lot of great things going on. Make sure that you check their mass schedule. So again, okay, if you're kind of like what we were talking about with the little pilgrim, if you're on vacation, make time to go to Mass, maybe just make time to learn about that parish and its wonderful history, its wonderful community.
Oh, fantastic. And if you are following Mater Dei Radio on our social media platforms, you will be knowing more about our Parish of the Week. Well, Sarah, always a great morning when you join us. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.